Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is Brother Carson from Mad Dads Radio. I want to thank you all, whoever tunes in to listen. I want to thank you all for listening in. Today we got a great topic. We're going to talk about changing our lives and what it means to be changed, you know, from what we used to be. You know, a lot of us have passed. A lot of us have done things that, that might have deemed us, that might have hurt us, you know, as far as our careers or our future or whatever. And it might have did some harm to us, to our reputation. But a lot of people might have ended up, going to jail or something, and, they come out, but they are a new person. They are a changed person. And I mean change for the positive, change for the better, and because of that stain on your history, because of that stain on your lifestyle that, people like to bring up your past a lot. Because of that stain, a lot of folks don't like to believe that one is changed. They don't like to believe that a person is like a new person, so a lot of times people like to hinder you from achieving what you want to do, especially in your life, because, nowadays you have to prove that you are a changed person. So we're going to talk about what it means to be a changed person. How do we go through change? What is positive change versus not changing at all? And then we're going to hear from some people who've been through that situation. Where they had their adversity coming after them because, they get challenged. You know what I mean? Like, you're not changed. You're the same person who you used to be and blah, blah, blah. And so it's kind of hard for those who might have went through such situation because they have to have that hanging on their back all the time. But we're going to get into callers right now. This is Mad Dads Radio. Caller, who's this?
Pedro.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Alex?
We're talking about changing our lives, man. I know you have a story to tell for the people. I want you to get into about how you went about changing your life and what it took for you to really change your life to be a better person.
Change my life.
That's right.
Well, it took a lot of years, for me to change my life. It took for Mad Dads to take to be a part of my life, to change my life, because I was really into the gangs and my drug addiction, that turned me up, and God really had to work in my life, to give me a second chance of life, so God put VJ Smith, Mad Dads in my life to change my life and work with me to make me a better man, and has continued to work with me today to be a better man, be a better father, today. Be a better father. So,
And we're going to be hearing from him pretty soon, too. You said to become a better father. Explain a little bit about what you mean with that.
Yep. So, thank you for your time, Alex. I got to go to my therapist right now and talk to her right now, see how my week's doing.
Oh, okay. All right, man. I'm not going to keep you up. Just go ahead. And I thank you for calling, Pedro. Thank you. Just like Pedro just mentioned, he said it took many years for him to change. It took many years for him to become a better person. And he thanked God for Mad Dads and DJ because it taught him to be a better father, is what he said. Now, see, that should be the number one agenda for every father out there, how to become a better father, especially if you went through the whole life-changing experience. You know, and now you have to come up with, how do I make up for the time that I lost in prison to my kids? You know, how can I become a better father? You know, how can I get that deadly reputation off my name? You know what I mean? So, you know, for those who really have changed their life, it's kind of a challenge, like I mentioned, you know, because the mothers or, you know, people always got them on the telescope, you know. And you can't really blame them, but you can't really get mad at them. All you have to do is prove that you are a changed person and live your life accordingly to what change you say that you had made. So, you know, it's not an easy thing, but it's certainly not as complicated. A lot of people tend to make it. And I said a lot of people tend to make it that way because it's absolutely, you know, it's about what we choose to do with our newfound, you know, life. You know, it's our decision that we make with our newfound life that alters the results that we get in our lives. You know what I mean? And not to mention, God is you know, he's watching you and everything you do. So if you made that life-changing experience like you said you have, it has to be proven. It has to be factual. It has to be in your actions, everything that you say. You have to prove that you have really made that life change. You know, that you really have changed your life. You know, if you had went through hard times and you had a breakthrough, you know what I mean, then that breakthrough means from this point on, there's no more excuses. From this point on, there's no more reasoning to do bad things. You know, you are now a new person, a new creature. So now you have to live accordingly to your newness. You know, and that's what God wants you to do. You know what I mean? We cannot say that we're new and then our actions never change. Because then who are we fooling, you know, but ourselves? You know what I mean? So it's not one of those things where you can just say you change. It has to be in your walk and talk, you know what I mean? So if you're listening out there and you want to join in on this topic, make sure you call us at 1-347-215-9262. We're going to have DJ Smith posted in a minute. He's a busy man, so I'm just taking his spot until he comes through and be able to explain a little bit more about this topic here. But I want to get to the callers. If you guys are out there, you want to call in, again, it's 1-347-215-9262. I know personally from working with the Minneapolis Mad Dads, there's people that are in Mad Dads that have went through that life-changing experience, you know what I mean? You know, that used to be horrible people in the past. And now, knowing them who they are now, you couldn't even compare to who they used to be in the past. You know what I mean? It's just like for example, you know, the president founder DJ Smith, you know, used to be on drugs. And now he changed his life around. Now he's one of the most influential people in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it's because he had truly foolish people that he changed his life around. He not only talked it, but he walked it and he acted out. And he feels it. You know, he involves his passion with it. So it's not just the walking and talking about, it's the actual action that he presents to these people when he meets them. You know, I've been able to witness him approach people who are right in the midst of doing wrong, and without judging, without, you know, confronting, anything like that, without that kind of attitude or anything like that, you know, he can break them down. He's able to break them down and get them to share, you know what I mean? And once they start sharing, they get to thinking about, wow, I'm a mess. then I gotta do something about it. You know, so it's nothing wrong with saying you're a changed person. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with that because that's the first step. That's one of the first steps of changing. That's the first step of identifying who your character is at that moment. You know, I had my own problems at the time. You know, I never did drugs, or I never drank or smoked anything like that, or shot up, or snort. I never did anything like that. But I had my own set of problems. You know, I was addicted to fighting. You know, I was a fighter, whether it was organized or not organized. It was pain. You know, because the idea of taking and inflicting pain is a thrill for me, and it caused me to cause problems with people who I knew and folks who were around me. You know, I kept those things secretive, you know, to my parents and all that. And it's one of the things that is just now I've changed so much that fighting is not in my MO. I can't even imagine me stepping into a ring anymore because my body doesn't even feel conditioned to do that anymore because my mindset is changed. And I know you heard people say mind over matter. That is the absolute truth. You know, if you can get your mind to think one way, your body can react to another. So if all you can think about is peace, love, and harmony, your body is only going to be made for that element in which your brain feeds itself. You know what I mean? So I can't even imagine me getting back to a ring of any type, you know, do anything like that. So if you are listening out there, you got a story, I would love to hear your story. Calling numbers at 1-347-215-9362. We got a caller right here. I want to hear from the caller. This is Mad Dev.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I was just, you know, excited about knowing that we got Blog Talk Radio going. Minneapolis Mad Dad.
That's right.
And what were you just talking about? Because I want to chime in on some wonderful things that I got to talk about.
Well, I was just talking about how when we change our mind to be something positive, our negative, the way our body used to be for our negative situations are now changed. So I was saying that I used to do the kickboxing and things like that, and since I changed to Christ and since I changed into a more positive person, I was saying that I cannot even imagine going back into a ring because my body is not conditioned for that.
That's right, that's right. Your body's not conditioned for that. But and you're absolutely right. Now, life, I want to talk about life because life is such a serious matter. And I think when you take life and you put it as a serious matter, so many of us take life and we don't make it serious. We look at life like, so what? So what if I die today? So what if I die tomorrow? So what if I get caught selling drugs? So what if I get caught with a gun? So what if I rob this place and I have to kill somebody? See, life is serious, and when you think about it, you have to watch out about the decisions that you make. You have to carefully look at those decisions because the choices we make today determine not only where we will end up tomorrow, but also where we'll be years down the road. Every decision impacts our success, happiness, and our overall well-being. So it's important that we make decisions and choices that impact the lives of others. See, I look out for others when I'm in my life. I'm looking out for everybody in my community and my family when I make certain decisions. Some people make a decision and say, so what? I'm going to get drunk today. So what if somebody's affected by that? So what? I'm going to get high today. I'm going to spend all my money on dope, narcotics, weed, whatever, and I don't care if there's nothing in the refrigerator when I get there. Wasn't nothing in the refrigerator when I left. So I don't care if there's ever anything in the refrigerator, but you got to think about that. When you include your families, your coworkers, and this community, you have to accept the responsibility of your choices and refuse to blame others for the unfortunate things that you experience. See, you have to examine
your present circumstances, and then ask yourself, what role have I played in making my life what it is today? And if you're honest about this, we will realize that our happiness and success, or lack therefore of, are directly related to the decisions that we've made over the course of the time in our lives. The decisions that we've made over the period of our lives are what is going to say, who are you, what are you, and what can we believe about you based upon the decisions that you have made. You can look at individuals and tell sometimes the decisions they've made in their life based upon how they act, how they talk. And, you know, sometimes you can look at them and tell, wow, you made some bad decisions, but we're going to pray for you and help you get through. And I think it's important that we take a stand, and as a man, you know, because one of the problems we got right now when we talk about life changing, so many men are stubborn. They don't want to change. They want to stay the same way they are. And they're not willing, Alex, to do what it takes to be 100% of what God put you on this planet to be.
You know, and I know that is absolutely true because, you know, I was watching the news not too long ago when that, you know, the guy who just recently just been, you know, that just been killed. And, you know, one of the mothers says that it's not enough men in our community to be mentors to these young brothers. And you know, it's like, you know, we have to change that mindset that, you know, just because our father might not have been there, we got to be there for somebody. You know what I mean? Even if we don't have kids of our own, you know, we have to be there for somebody because we can very well be that person that changed a whole community. You know, one person can become something great, and that person can inspire thousands of people. You know what I mean? And we can be the responsibility for it. If we could just be that positive influence to somebody, to a child, or, you know, if we can be that person to look up to, and if somebody's positive, then we can prevent a lot of this type of mindset that we have out here that's, you know, that's capable of murdering another innocent life and all that stuff, or, you know, that mindset that's capable of harming others, you know, women and mothers, kids and all that stuff. You know, we have to change the process. You know, we have to change that mindset that, look, I ain't had nobody for me, so I ain't going to do nothing for nobody else.
So the greatest power we have, you know, we got the power, Alex. We have the power. But the greatest power we have is the possession to choose. And we can choose. If we want to avoid the pitfalls of life, we have to learn how to make the right decisions at the right time. And now we can do this in one huge, big way, and that's by seeking God's word and his guidance before we make a decision, before making a move, before making a step, before hanging out in that direction, before you call somebody, before you decide you're going to do something. You must say, what would God say about this situation? And you'll find peace like you've never ever known it before. Now, Creflo Dollar says some things that I think are very significant. He says there are 8 key questions to ask yourself when you make a decision. And when you change your life, you have to make certain decisions. You've got to make decisions that really you really believe that you're going to be successful in. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean that it's going to be something that you're going to be able to do overnight. It doesn't mean that you're going to be able to conquer it all at one time. But what it does mean is that you're making a decision toward the right thing. And you know what? Sometimes you make a decision, you see somebody else that made the wrong decision being so successful. And you say, wow, look, they got a BMW, they got a whole bunch of money in their pocket, man, they got the ladies, they got plenty of dope, they got everything that I wish I had. I wish I had made that decision in 2010 like he did, you know, like Plookie did, like my man did, you know, Redbone, like all them folks. Well, they did that. Why didn't I do it? But over time, you will see that God always wins. And anything that the devil gives to you is never long term. It's short term. And so here's the 8 key questions you ask yourself. When you're in a life-changing mode, here's the 8 key questions. What are the possible consequences of my decision? What are they? What are the things that could happen to me if I make this decision? The number 2 is, how will my decision affect the lives of others? How will this affect my sisters, my brothers, my cousins, my auntie, my grandmother, the people that I love the most? And will my decision, number 3, will my decision influence me to be disobedient to God? Will it make me say, God, I don't care nothing about what you're talking about, God, or what your word says, nothing like that. I'm going to do what I got to do because we got to eat. We got to eat. You know, baby needs shoes, all that. And then number 4 is, have I sought godly counsel regarding the situation? Did I get on my knees and pray about it before I did it, or did I just jump up and get mad and do something that was going to affect my family and everybody that I care about? Number 5 is, will my decision promote the love of God? Will it promote the love of God? Will it exalt God? Will it add quality to my life and to others? What will that decision do? And number 6, will God bless and approve my decision? Will God look back on what I did and says, you know, good young lady, good young man, that was a great decision. I like the decision you made. You are making great decisions and godly decisions. Number 7, will I be able to thank God for the outcome of my decision? Can I look back and say, oh, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me? Father, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Well, can you go back and say that? Or will you have to say, woo, the devil worked it out for me this time? Or can you just say, God, I just want to thank you? Number 8, will your decision bring glory and honor to God? See, if most of our criminals would do this, they wouldn't do crime. If most of the people that go around abusing and raping and beating up women will go by these 8 questions before they did anything to a female, we wouldn't have to worry about people raping folks. If people just would think about these kind of decisions before they did anything in life, I believe the crime rate would go down, the homicide rate would go down, and a lot of the things that are going wrong on they would go down. But, you know, God has given you the power to choose. But we have to encourage you to use that power wisely. And the next time you're faced with a decision, make a checklist using the above questions I gave you and read God's word and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. I know you're saying, oh, man, y'all talking about this God thing on Blog Talk Radio, but let me share something with you. It's the only thing that created Mad Dads and made Mad Dads what it is today. It was the word of God and following God's word and doing exactly what God said. And that's how we got here.
Exactly. That's exactly true. You know, and this is one thing about our audience, DJ, that we set up our account to where those who are Christians will be tuning in. So those who are not wouldn't even have access to Mad Dad. You know, they have to tune in and listen to us. They can look at the category, and if they see that, you know, this is faith-based, then they can make a decision to listen in or not. So, you know, for those who out there, you know, that click in and listen to the show, you already know what you're in for, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're talking about changing our lives, and a lot of times, if not most of the time, it does involve our Father, you know, and you know, like, before I was ever saved, I couldn't be saved by myself. I had to...
When did you get saved?
I got saved about 2 years ago. About 2 years ago.
And now you're headed for your destiny.
I'm sorry?
You're headed now for your destiny.
Right, exactly,
And you know, when they talk about destiny, they talk about positive results are guaranteed every time you obey God and abide by the principles of his word. That's how your destiny is guaranteed.
Right.
the salvation is the key to unlocking your destiny. And what you did was went for your salvation. And so you're ready to unlock your destiny. You're ready to go to your destiny. That's
right.
What you need to do, Alex. That's what you're talking about. And so how do you change your life without going to God and say, give me some salvation, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to. People say, I did it without God. I just stopped drinking, stopped smoking. I didn't need no God. No, you needed God. You're going to need God. There's no way you're going to change your life without God. There's no way.
Right.
We're going to see if we can get John. I'm going to let you talk. We're going to see if we can get John Tennessee to call in and talk to you, because this one man has really changed his life. So I'll be right back with you. You take it away, Alex. Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads in the house. Give him the number, brother.
All right. Our call-in number is at 1-347-215-9262. For those who are listening in and they want to partake in our conversation about changing our life. It's absolutely true. It's kind of funny when people say that, they did all these things without God and, they didn't need God to help them out. But the truth of the matter is, God has this thing called grace. And grace is unmerited favor. That's what it is. It's unmerited favor. We can't earn it. We can't not earn it. We cannot store it or anything like that. We're going to go back to the lines. I have two more callers in. This is Mad Dads Radio. Caller, who is this?
Am I the caller, John?
Yes. Is this John Tennessee?
Yes, this is John Tennessee. I heard. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good because I'm doing what you're talking about right now. Change life. You understand?
Right.
And change life, And God slapped me in the face about 10, 15 years ago and told me that he wanted me for something better than what I was doing. And since then, it's been great, man. It's been great. And you're a young man. You already realize that. See, it took me a long time to realize that. It took me a whole lot of trials and tribulations to realize that. It took me a whole lot of pain and suffering and stuff. See, God will let you suffer as long as you want to. That is your God-given right. But if you want to have a good life, just give it to him. Just say, here, God, you take this life, and you do with it what you please. And I guarantee you, that you'll have a good life.
Definitely.
So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, I do. I definitely appreciate you bringing that. DJ, I also see that you are online. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. And what John Tennessee was talking about, see, that's important to understand, that those trials and tribulations you go through are for a reason, but you don't get stuck in them. So many people get stuck in the trials and tribulations. They never come out. They don't come up for air. They just keep drowning. And you can throw them a life raft. You can throw them a balloon with air in it. You can throw them a rope. You can throw them everything. But they still go, no, man, I'm drowning. No, I'm drowning. But you're not drowning. You're really not. There's plenty of help out there. There's plenty of opportunities to get help. And all you have to do is to let God and let go and let God. That's all you have to do. It's really simple. And we found out that there's a higher way of life. See, the system of operation is governed by fear, sin, and selfishness. And this is the way of operating under the dominion of the King of Darkness. But when you make great decisions, you move out of that. You move out of Satan's territory, and you move into a higher ground. And you've got to, we have to, we must move into a higher ground. I can't tell you that there's some richness out there. The richness I'm not talking about money. But what I'm talking about is the richness of the love, the respect, and the honor, and the pride that you get out of living a changed life. See, the main reason for prosperity is so you can be a blessing to others. It's not getting rich ain't about getting rich so you can have an Escalade, so you can have a 7-bedroom house that only you live in. The prosperity is about you being able to bless others. Alex, if you got $1 million today, I'm sure there'd be a lot of kids out here that would be working, be doing good stuff in the community, because you know that you don't need $1 million right now. You know what you really need is what you already have. You have been blessed with more than $1 million worth of salvation right now. You are rich in your spirit and your soul. And we need people to see that richness. And people tell us all the time, man, I'm just trying to eat. Okay, I understand that. But let's not use that as an excuse to destroy our destiny. Our destiny, our God-given destiny. God didn't create us to be crackheads. God did not create us to be prostitutes and hobos. God did not create us to do that. I'm sorry. I mean, I know people get in situations. I've been homeless. I've been in a shelter before. I know what that's like. I understand that. But God didn't create us to be that way. That's not what God wants for us. And we have to do some life-changing things to get out of that. We have to make a decision that wholeness is what we want, and we're ready to go to another level to get it. We have to make sure. So if God wants to restore everything that is lacking in our life, we have to get connected with him, because that's what his job. That's what God does. He restores things that are lacking in our life. And we have to begin to speak about the challenge. We have, and on Blog Talk Radio, I want y'all to understand this. The reason why we talk so seriously about life-changing experiences today is because we have changed our lives. We have did what it takes to change our lives. And it was not easy. If you're out there listening, you're saying, man, you make it sound so easy. Put your foot on the brakes, Junior. It is not easy. It's not going to be easy to change your life. It might be easy to change a tire, way easier to change a tire or your toothbrush than it is to change your life. Changing your life means that you are going to stop the way that you're thinking, and you're going to start thinking a different way. And your mind has been thinking a certain way sometimes for 15, 20, 30, 40 years. Depending on your age, you've been thinking like that, that stinky thinking. You got to take some Pine Sol, baby, and get the funk out your brain. Move it out your mind and cleanse it out. And the only way to do that is begin to set yourself up for success. I'm ready for a setup, but my setup's got to be for success. I cannot take another setup that's going to set me up for destruction, set me up for death, or set me up for bodily harm, or set me up for any of that, man. I am talking to too many young people today that feel like they're set up. I can't go back to my neighborhood. I got too many enemies. I can't go back to that school. Too many people trying to get at me. I can't, you know, so many things that they can't do. But there's a lot of things that they can do. And one of the things that they can do is not only accept God in their lives so that he can unlock their destiny, but make a decision to live a life of wholeness today. I'm not trying to preach. I'm really not trying to preach. What I am trying to do is I'm really just trying to teach about the different manuals. See, all of us have a manual for life, a way of looking at life. We have a manual in our mind. We've made a decision about how life is going to go. And I want to talk about the manual for life that you can have that will take you to a whole new level. This book, it's called a Bible, but in there is a lot of things. And I know that people say it's outdated and old, but I'll tell you one thing. It's still the only book that can be relied upon for truth and instruction concerning your life. It's the only book. It's the only book will do it. And I'll share some with you too, Blog Talk Radio. And Alex, I want to thank you for the hard work that you've been doing. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, there's a couple people that have made this responsible. I am the president, CEO, and founder of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads, but there's a couple of people that really made it, and that's Alec Carlson, the man that's got this started. Actually, I was working with the family, dealing with their funeral and all this stuff, and I was dealing with that while Alex was starting the show. And then Sharika. Sharika is played an important role of making this happen. I want to thank Alex and Sharika. Thank you guys very much for your contribution to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. You guys had the foresight to see that this could be a good thing, and I believe it is, and I know it is. And so as we talk about how do you become successful, stand until you get where you're standing, therefore. Sometimes some of us stand and we see it don't happen, and we give up. When you have a life-changing experience, you have to stand till what you stood there for comes. Don't just stand there and say, oh, it ain't going to happen today, and you run off and you get mad because it didn't happen just how you want it to happen. You have to stand there long enough to see that it's going to happen the way that you want it to happen, because everything that is great takes good time. You know, have you been to Alameen's Fish Market? You ever go in there? There's a sign that says, please call ahead, because good food takes time. Have you ever went to a place and you wanted to get something to eat, and you asked them, what can I get real quick? And they say, well, you can get a pop or you can get a water real quick. But if you go into a quality place, they say, sir, what can we get you as an appetizer? Just something to hold you back while we really prepare a quality meal for you. But if you run in McDonald's, they say, man, you can drive through and get this. If you go to Wendy's or Burger, you can drive. You ain't really got to let your window down. They just throw it on the trunk. You just drive through, swipe your card through, you get your food, you ride. But your stomach is full. Your stomach is full because you got a Big Mac and you had a supersized fry and you had a big old, 22-ounce Coke. But your gut's big, but it ain't good with nothing. There's nothing in there. There's no quality. Well, if you sit down and have a salad and have some really nutritious food, then you'll see that your body will last longer, because your body and your mind is just like any other, like a car or a refrigerator, anything. If you don't take care of it, it'll break down.
Right.
And
exactly.
you can't be successful if your body's breaking down. So when you have a life change, you have to change your diet. You have to change your people you hang around with. You have to change the products that you consume. There's so much stuff that you have to change when you have a life-changing experience. There's got to be that word that folks got that have those master's degrees, say a plethora of things that you have to do to change in your life. There has to be a plethora, I might not say that right on that third time, but a plethora of things. Did I get it right? Okay. Of things that you have to do to change. And then you have to understand progression. You know, when you're going through your life's journey, you have to understand that you have to speak, hear positive words, because your words are powerful, and words have the ability to reverse. If somebody says to you, man, something about you I don't like, that's a lot different than somebody saying, you know what, you have some faults, you have some things that you struggle with, but there's got to be some things that I can do to help you, because I believe that I have what it takes to help you. I'd rather somebody say that to me than to say, there's some things about you I don't like. Now, that's different, right, than saying there's some things about you I believe I can help you to make you a better person. See? So there's a big difference in that. And when you talk to John Turner, see, here's a man who's got 10 felonies. He's got 10, not one, not five, not seven. He's got 10 felonies, and he's an executive director. How'd he get to be that? They didn't check his background? Why did they hire him to be an executive director? Aren't they scared he's going to steal the computers? What was on the minds of that organization when they hired John Turnipseed to be an executive director? He was on the news for stealing computers. And now they got computers coming to his office. Why do they trust him? They trust him because he had a life-changing experience. They trust him because he's been tested. Somebody put a $10 bill on his desk and said, let's see if he'll still be there tomorrow. It was there. You know, I mean, he had tests along the way to see if he could be trusted and see if he could be believed in. And that's the kind of stuff that it takes to have a life-changing experience. You know, people that change their lives, like we got Brother Love in here, and we may have to give him the number to call in and talk about how his life got changed too. Because Brother Love, If for those of you who know him, Brother Love, right now he's trying to change Broadway and get Broadway name changed to Dr. King Parkway, or Dr. King Driveway, Dr. King Boulevard. Yeah, Dr. King Boulevard. So anybody out there, we need to get signatures. We're going to be out on Friday to help get signatures and get people to sign up to be a part of changing Broadway Avenue to Dr. King Boulevard. Can't you see that? You go down and tell you, man, where you going to be at? I'm going to be on Dr. King Boulevard, man. What you going to do? Well, we're going to celebrate Dr. King's birthday. Why are you going to do that? We're going to do it on Dr. King Boulevard. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe that? There is not a Dr. King Boulevard in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
There's not a Dr. King Street in the state of Minnesota. How come they got one in Atlanta?
You know what? I've noticed.
Oh, there's four blocks in St. Paul? Wait a minute, four blocks in St. Paul, but that's only four blocks. We're going to get more than four blocks. We're going to do better in St. Paul. So St. Paul got four blocks, so we're going to have a few more blocks. We're going to get the whole Broadway. Because, I mean, Broadway's named after some dude named Broadway. He ain't around no more. I mean, we don't even know what he did. What did he do? What did Broadway do? I don't even know who Broadway is. You know who Broadway is? So when you talk about, now when you talk about life-changing, let's go back to that, because part of what happens when you have a life-changing experience, you do things like what Brother Love's doing. Brother Love could be doing something else to make some money, but Brother Love's always trying to do something to help the people. And why is he doing that? Because he had a life-changing experience. One day, something happened in his life where he said, when I die, I just want people to know me as Brother Love, the brother that played the piano, fought for the rights of the people, and just was always out there in the faces of those that had the power to make a difference. Now that's a statement. Now, say, when you die, what do you want people to say about you? Oh, man, you could always get a bump from him. If he has some extra dope, he can give you a hit.
Man.
Now, do you want somebody to say something about you? Man, he has some good weed. That dude, Brother Love, always had good weed. No, Brother Love don't want to be known for that. Neither does John Turnipseed. They both want to be known for giving to people and changing their lives. And the only way that they can do that is be consistent. Life-changing about being consistent. Every day you wake up, you don't wake up one day and say, I'm going to sell weed this weekend, but next week I'm going to go back to church. No, you don't do that. You don't wake up like that. You wake up every day with your mind made up to do exactly what you have to do what God wants you to do in your life. Now, you go ahead and take over, do what you do. Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dad, give them the number one time, and I'll be right back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
All right. So if y'all like that and y'all want to join in the conversation, definitely give us a call at 1-347-215-9262. Again, that call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. And that's a valid point. You know, when I die, I don't want people to know me as just Alex, just playing all that. No, man. You know, I want people to know my legacy, and that's what I want to do. I want to spread my legacy. I want to show people. I want everything that I've ever done to help anybody to be known, because I want people, and it's not for the fame or for recognition or whatever. It's because I make sure that what I did, I want it to be evident. And we got another call on the line. This is Mad Dad's Radio. Who's this?
This is Brother John Turnipseed again.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing really good, you know, and I just wanted to say to people that are listening, you know, our children are killing themselves, okay? Crack cocaine is taking over our communities and stuff. Gun violence and everything is taking over. But the only way we can take it back is by individuals, you understand? Individuals, one by one, deciding that they ain't going to be a part of that life no more. You know, I don't buy crack no more. For 20 years, I bought crack. You know, I'm 55 years old, so, but for the last 15 years, I ain't bought no crack because I had a life-changing experience, and that changed my whole dynamics of my life. So people, there's something you have to do in order for good things to happen. Life-changing experiences, you know, are wasted if you do nothing.
Right.
If something happens in your life, you know, because I got a saying, some people don't like it, but I love it. It says, God will slap the hell out of you. And what I mean by that is if you're on the road to hell, God has a way of slapping you into the reality. Some people call it hidden bottom. Some people, you know, that's, you know, in AA, they call it hidden bottom, when there's nowhere else to go. You understand? Pain is a powerful motivator. But people, you don't have to get to that point where you have that pain to motivate you. Motivate yourself. Get around motivating people. You understand?
Right.
See, I don't be around people that ain't got nothing positive to say. If you ain't got nothing positive to say, then I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear bigots speak. I don't want to hear racists speak. I don't want to hear a person that hates God speak. I don't want to hear it. You understand? Because it ain't got nothing in it for me. What I want to hear is stuff that'll help me or the other person.
Yeah.
Now, if a brother's in pain and just needs to, you know, dump out, you know, that pain inside of him, I'll listen to him.
Right.
But when he gets done, I'm gonna give him something good. I'm gonna give him something that he can take with him, something he can use.
Right, and that's what we should be doing. That and planting seeds is what I call that. We should be doing that to you know, to everyone who you know, deep rooted into that negativity. What do you think about that, Mr. Smith?
Oh, absolutely. We have to. We are demanded to plant seeds. You know, that says that in the word. You know, we are demanded to go out into the world, you understand, and not only by mouth, by what we say, because we can say anything, but by how we act, you understand. Because you're a young man, you're supposed to, you know, in our lifestyle today, you're supposed to either be strung out on drugs, in the penitentiary, or in a gang, by the way life is going today. But for some reason, you're not.
Right.
And why is that?
I figured it out quite early. I noticed what was going on around me. I noticed what was going on. I know I didn't want no part of it. And I just figured, I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be positive. I've been the slacker, you know, all through high school. And I said, I'm going to pay for that. And this is why, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, doing things positive and, you know, being with the Mad Dads. You know, this is heaven to me. You know, this is home. Working with DJ and some of the guys, you know, Sharika and everyone who works here with you guys, you and Jack and everybody. I love it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got so many adversaries that want me to work in corporate America downtown somewhere, and it's like I don't fit there, you know. What do you think about
this,
DJ?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I also think people don't understand that when somebody's in a position where they're happy, it's not always about money. It's not always about corporate America. It's not always about, you know, it's really about what was the missing element in your life. You know, I think Sharika is going to come on and talk about how her life has been changing before we leave the show today, because she's had a life-changing experience. But it was that missing element, because, see, some people, they're looking for the fame and the fortune, but they don't understand that in order to fulfill satisfaction, it's not about that. The satisfaction is about really that thing that God put inside you, that thing that you can't even describe. But when you're doing it, you're like, man, you're in your own world. It's the thing that wakes you up in the morning. You jump up out of your bed and say, man, I'm the man, even though you ain't got but one pair of underwear and all your socks got holes in them, but you wake up and put your clothes on and say, I got it going on, because today I understand what my vision is and my purpose is. It's about knowing where you're supposed to be going. You know, I remember times when I didn't have much at all, man, but I tried to look my best and appear that I had more until God blessed me with some more. You know, even though I knew I was struggling, and I tell people today when they say, I can never do that, and I say, you know, people told me don't ever say never. And I remember now that the reason why, because you don't know how somebody's going to bless you. You really don't know how you changing your life, taking that first step. And I want to talk to people that are so far out, so strung out, so messed up, that they don't believe that they can really change. They believe they really messed their lives up. Don't believe that. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're opportunity, as long as you and you still got air, you got a chance to be what you want to be and do what you want to do. Now, Sharika's going to call. She promised to call and talk about what God has did to change her life. And we got 10 minutes. Give them that number again so they can call Blog Talk Radio, Alex.
That's 1-347-215-9262. Now, while we're waiting on Sharika to call, Mr. Turner-Speed, I want you to, because I've seen a movie that they did about you, and and I know that, you know, I can remember thinking, like, man, this is some heavy stuff, you know. Like, I had no idea that you went through, you know, all those situations. You know, I can only think about, the first thing I've seen was the whole computer thing, you know, that you showed I want you to kind of just briefly speak a little bit about the past first, so people can kind of, you know, resonate with what we're talking about truly changing our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I want to take the spin like this, you know. God can make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I've had some fantastic things happen in my life simply because I got on the right side, you know, of God. And then he made things happen, that movie and all that kind of stuff. God made that happen, man. I ain't had no money to do nothing. You understand? Yeah, God gives me enough to take care of my family now. But I ain't had no money to make movies or to do things. God has been showing me favor. You know, a lot of people walk around and talk about, how you doing today? Oh, blessed and highly favored. They be lying half the time. They're just saying that. But if you hear me say it, you understand, I am highly favored. I got to believe that I'm one of God's boys. You understand? I got to believe that when he wants something to happen, I'm one of the first boys he calls. You understand? Because he knows I'm going to follow through. You know, because I'm living for him because he's taking care of me. You know, God, loving God is actually a selfish thing because you're doing it for yourself. You know, you're doing it to take care of yourself. You know, I mean, it's hard to look at it that way.
Right.
But you're really doing it for yourself. And let me tell you something. Let me give you a bit of advice before it even happens. On the path that you're going and all the positive stuff that you're doing, people that once liked you will start disliking you. You understand? The more you do for God, the more you do for good, and the more you do in this neighborhood, you mark my word, people that used to like you will dislike you. People that don't even know you will talk bad about you. You understand?
I know that, but it personally be true. Mr. Country, not to cut you off, but we got another caller, too.
Let that other caller go on, because I'll come on next week.
All right. Okay.
All right. You have a great day, brother.
God bless you, John.
God bless you, too.
Call on the line. It's Mad Dad's Radio, the 709 number.
Hello.
Hey, Sharika.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Great. I'm awesome, and I just wanted to say a couple things in regards to the topic today and the conversation that I've been hearing going on. I have a testimony that is very powerful. I truly believe that God works in such mysterious ways, and if you sit back and stand still and allow him to do his will, that everything will fall into place. What Mr. Turnipseed and what Mr. Smith and yourself has been speaking about, you're hitting it right on the head. And it's very important for our youth and for our community to get involved and to teach the children the right way of life. Because without our good direction and good instruction, we are going to fail our children. So it's very important that we, as parents and community leaders and activists and supporters, and the community be righteous so we can teach righteous things to our youth.
Right, exactly. That is exactly true. So I want you to kind of tell a little bit of your testimony. You got 6 minutes, and definitely take it away. And I'll step in, make sure we close it out together. So just tell you a little bit about your testimony.
Well, I have a history just like everybody else that isn't so pretty, but the path that I'm on today is gorgeous, and I'm thankful for God and the decision that he made to make sure that I followed his decision in life to be righteous and to be refreshed, to be renewed. I recently got rebaptized. It was an awesome experience, and I have nothing that I'm holding on to anymore. It's going to be extremely hard, but it's going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. And I feel very honored and blessed to be in the position that I am with Mad Dads, because I'm able to give and to have testimony and to be able to share that with those that need it. You become speechless when he speaks to you.
Right. Right. That's true. That is definitely true. And, you know, isn't it wonderful to know that, you know, we have a God that can communicate with us? You know what I mean? It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful
it's
thing.
It's awesome, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I, you know, before I even found God, I was looking everywhere else trying to find out who is God. And I can tell you, man, I can tell you, there's no such thing as ever God. It's just that one living God, like people have been saying. And when I was younger, I never understood why my pastor would say he's the only one living God. You know, this is before I had that in my mind, you know, I was too young to understand. You know what I mean? But now I know. You know, he speaks to you. You know what I mean?
And I just wanted to say, you know, what Sharika is talking about is that when you begin to say it and you see it and you plant it and you let it grow, I think Sharika is saying that she's saying something different now because she's seeing something different now. And so what she's planting is a whole different seed, and that seed is about to grow. And hearing and seeing words are two ways in which seeds get planted into your heart, but speaking them is one of the most powerful things that you can do, is to speak them. And God has given you the created ability to speak things into existence. And I'll tell you, whatever you say has the potential to become reality. If you're saying the wrong things, believe me, and if they're opposed in the Bible, you will see them come to pass. You better repent, because begin setting your course with positive, faith-filled words. That's what I'm doing today. I'm setting my goal. That's what Sharika is talking about. Alex, that's what you're doing. And that's what we're asking everybody on Blog Talk Radio to do. Sharika, we're excited about what God is doing for you. We believe that this is going to be a road that we're going on, that we're going to see some magnificent things happen. And even though you didn't go into detail about your journey, about how you got here, we have been in that room, in that conference room, and we've all got a chance to see the tears come down your eyes and got a chance to see you when you were struggling at some of your worst times, not only mentally and physically, you know, but even spiritually, that struggle, and how God is birthing some things for you. We were there when that man prayed for you, and he prayed something to an existence that is coming forth today, and it's so exciting. It's so exciting to see how God works in people's lives. This ain't no sermon station. This ain't no preaching show, but I'll tell you one thing. Without God, we couldn't make it happen. So I'm excited about what he's doing right now.
Amen. Exactly. You know, we got 2 minutes remaining. And so what I want to do now is have a last word from each of one of you guys. Then we can pray out. Oh, we got 1 minute remaining, actually. So I just want to thank you, Lord, for having us to be able to touch lives, Lord, and to have us be able to change our lives, Lord. Thank you for being there and for changing our hearts, making us capable of changing our minds and our lives also, Lord. And we do, that's our cue, guys. We do everything in your glorification, Father, because we cannot do it on our own. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. In your son's name, I pray, amen. Tune in next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Next Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mad Dad's Radio. I was your host today, Bud Carson. That was DJ Smith, a president and founder. Pedro Bustamante, John Tennessee. I thank you guys for calling in, and we'll see you all, listen to you all, and I'll talk to you all next week. God bless.
God bless. God bless you.